Lesson 30. God is no respecter of persons. Acts chapters 10 through 14 and chapter 15 verses 1 through 35. Purpose. To help class members recognize that the gospel is for all people and that the church is guided by continuing revelation. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Acts chapter 10, verse 1 through chapter 11, verse 18. An angel appears to Cornelius in a vision and tells him to send for the apostle Peter. Peter learns in a vision that the gospel should be preached to the Gentiles, people who were not Jewish. He goes to Caesarea to teach Cornelius and his family and friends. The Holy Ghost falls upon Cornelius and others, and they are baptized. Some members of the church criticized Peter for teaching Gentiles, but when he tells of his vision, they accept it as revelation for the church. B. Acts chapter 12. King Herod kills James and imprisons Peter. The saints pray for Peter's release, and an angel of the Lord frees him. Herod is smitten by an angel of the Lord and dies. C. Acts chapters 13 and 14. Saul, now known as Paul, and Barnabas make their first missionary journey, establishing the church among the Gentiles in several cities. D. Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 35. Some Jewish saints teach that Gentiles who join the church must keep the law of Moses, including circumcision for men. The apostles determine that this is not required by the Lord. 2. Additional reading. Bible Dictionary, Circumcision, page 646. Cornelius, page 650. 3. If a map showing Paul's first missionary journey is available, map 13 in the LDS edition of the Bible, printed in 1999 or later, map 19 in printings before 1999, you may want to use it during the lesson. 4. Suggestion for teaching. Elder Gordon B. Hinckley said, "Your students deserve more than your knowledge. They deserve an hunger for your inspiration. They want the warm glow of personal relationships. This always has been the hallmark of a great teacher." In Conference Report, October 1965, page 52, or Improvement Era, December 1965, page 1124. Prayerfully consider how you can develop and show love for each class member. See Teaching No Greater Call, number 36123, pages 12 and 31 through 36. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Give the following clues, one at a time, and ask class members to determine what significant event in church history they refer to. 1. Revelation. 2. June 8, 1978. 3. President Spencer W. Kimball. 4. Priesthood. 5. Official Declaration 2. Have class members turn to Official Declaration 2, located at the end of the Doctrine and Covenants, and read the second paragraph to themselves, beginning with, "In early June." Point out that Official Declaration 2 records the revelation that made the priesthood available to all worthy male members of the church. If any class members remember the day the revelation was announced, invite them to describe how they felt when they learned of it. Who made the priesthood available to all worthy male members of the church? The Lord. How did the Lord make His will known to the church? He revealed it to the prophet, who then announced it to the church members. How did this revelation affect the church? Explain that this revelation is an example of how the Lord continues to direct His church through revelation. This lesson discusses a similar revelation that was given to the members of the church shortly after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, emphasize the importance of continuing revelation from the Lord to His church. Encourage class members to share their testimonies of continuing revelation. 1. Peter learns in a vision that the gospel should be preached to the Gentiles. Discuss Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through chapter 11, verse 18. Invite class members to read selected verses. What kind of man was Cornelius? See Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, and verses 30 and 31. He was a righteous man who believed in God, but he was a Gentile, or non-Jew. What was the angel's message to Cornelius? See Acts chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. How did Cornelius react to this message? See Acts chapter 10, verses 7 and 8, and verse 33. Why is it important to act immediately on instructions or promptings from God? While Cornelius' men were traveling to Joppa, Peter had a vision, Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 16. What did Peter see in this vision? See Acts chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. What was Peter told to do? See Acts chapter 10, verse 13. Why did Peter resist? See Acts chapter 10, verse 14. He did not want to eat animals that were considered unclean under the law of Moses. How did the Lord respond to Peter's concern? See Acts chapter 10, verses 15 and 16. As he met with Cornelius, Peter understood his dream. What did it mean? See Acts chapter 10, verse 28 and verses 34 through 35. The gospel was for all people, not just the Jews. Explain that God is no respecter of persons means that God will provide every person with the opportunity to receive the blessings available through the plan of salvation. Why were the Gentiles represented in the dream by unclean animals? The Jews thought the Gentiles were spiritually unworthy or unclean, like the animals that the law of Moses forbade Jews to eat. By saying that the animals in the dream were now cleansed, the Lord was telling Peter that the gospel should now be preached to all people. After Peter explained his dream, he began teaching Cornelius and his friends. What did he teach in his first sermon to them? See Acts chapter 10, verses 36 through 43. What happened as Peter was preaching? See Acts chapter 10, verses 44 and 46. Why did this convince Peter that Cornelius and his friends should be baptized? See Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48. See also Acts chapter 11, verses 15 through 17. How did some church members react when they heard that Peter had been teaching the gospel to Gentiles? See Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Why were these members upset? They did not consider the Gentiles to be part of God's chosen people. How did the church members' opinions change after Peter told them about his vision and his experience with Cornelius? See Acts chapter 11, verses 4 through 18. What should we do when we receive new instructions from our church leaders, even if we initially dislike the instructions or find them difficult to understand? See John chapter 7, verse 17, 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 30, Doctrine and Covenant section 6, verse 11, and verses 14 and 15. Why was Peter the one who received the revelation to teach the gospel to the Gentiles? He was the leader of the church at that time. Who receives revelation today for the entire church? Why is it important to have only one person who receives revelation for the entire church? See Doctrine and Covenant section 43, verses 2 through 6. 2. Peter is miraculously freed from prison. Read and discuss selected verses from Acts chapter 12. King Herod killed the apostle James, then cast Peter into prison and placed him under heavy guard. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. How did members of the church respond to Peter's imprisonment? See Acts chapter 12, verse 5. How can our prayers help the prophet and other church leaders today? See Doctrine and Covenant section 43, verse 12, section 93, verse 51, and section 107, verse 22. President Joseph F. Smith stated, There never should be a day pass but all of the people composing the church should lift up their voices in prayer to the Lord to sustain His servants. Gospel Doctrine, 5th edition, 1939, page 223. How did Peter escape from prison? See Acts chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. At what other times has the Lord miraculously preserved someone's life until that person completed his or her earthly mission? Examples from the Scriptures include Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Abinadi, Alma, and Amulek, and Joseph Smith. What happened to King Herod after Peter's escape? See Acts chapter 12, verses 21 through 23. Compare what happened to Herod with what happened to the church as described in the next verse, Acts chapter 12, verse 24. How have you seen the church flourish despite the efforts of some people to destroy it? 3. Saul, now known as Paul, and Barnabas preached the gospel to the Gentiles. Read and discuss selected verses from Acts chapters 13 and 14. If you are using the map, point out the places Paul and Barnabas visited as you discuss them. What does the call of Saul and Barnabas show about how church members are called to God's service? See Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Discuss the need for prayer and fasting, revelation and priesthood authority in calling members to serve in the church. What experiences have helped you know that church callings are inspired by the Spirit? The rulers of the synagogue in Antioch invited Paul to speak in the Sabbath service, Acts chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. What was Paul's main message? See Acts chapter 13, verses 23 through 31, and then verses 38 through 41. How did the Gentiles in Antioch respond to the missionaries and their message? See Acts chapter 13, verses 42 through 44, and verse 48. Why did some of the Jews persecute Paul and Barnabas? See Acts chapter 13, verses 45 through 47. How did the people in Lystra react when Paul healed the crippled man? See Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 13. Explain that Jupiter and Mercurius were false gods the people worshipped. How did Paul and Barnabas respond to this praise and attention? See Acts chapter 14, verses 14 through 18. Point out that true teachers of the Word of God always seek to give God the glory and turn attention away from themselves. How have you seen this attitude demonstrated by today's church leaders? In each city Paul and Barnabas visited, they found people eager to accept the gospel, but they also found people who persecuted them and stirred up others against the church. Acts chapter 13, verses 43 through 45 and 50, and chapter 14, verses 1 through 6 and verse 19. Why did Paul and Barnabas return to each of the cities even though they had been persecuted there? See Acts chapter 14, verses 21 through 23. They had established branches of the church in the cities, and they returned to encourage and instruct the new members of these branches. What can we do to support new members of our ward or branch? President Gordon B. Hinckley remarked, "With the ever-increasing number of converts, we must make an increasingly substantial effort to assist them as they find their way. Every one of them needs three things: a friend, a responsibility, and nurturing with the good word of God." Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. It is our duty and opportunity to provide these things. In Conference Report, April 1997, page 66, or Ensign, May 1997, page 47. 4. The apostles determined that Gentiles do not need to keep the law of Moses. Read and discuss selected verses from Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 35. What dispute did Paul and Barnabas go to Jerusalem to resolve? See Acts chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. See also Bible Dictionary, Circumcision, page 646. Explain that circumcision was symbolic of the entire law of Moses. A circumcised man was one who kept the law. Although Jesus Christ had fulfilled the law of Moses, some Jewish Christians still practiced it and wanted Gentile converts to practice it as well. How was the dispute resolved? After a thorough discussion, the apostles decided, through inspiration, not to require circumcision. How do the events described in Acts chapter 15, verses 6 through 31, demonstrate the pattern by which decisions about church policy and practices are made? A. Church leaders meet to consider the matter, verse 6. B. They discuss the matter thoroughly, verses 7 through 21. C. They make a decision in accordance with the Lord's will, verses 19 through 21. D. The Holy Ghost confirms that the decision is correct, verse 28. E. The decision is announced to the saints for sustaining, verses 22 through 31. Conclusion. Testify that the church has always been guided by divine revelation and that revelation continues today. Encourage class members to follow the counsel of the living prophet and other church leaders. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. The Worldwide Church. To show class members how the church has grown, display a map of the world. Point out areas where members of the church lived in the time of Cornelius, modern-day Israel, Turkey, Greece, and the surrounding areas. Then have class members point out areas where church members live today. Explain that at the beginning of 2002, the church had over 11 million members living in over 160 nations. There were more than 60,000 missionaries working in over 120 independent countries, speaking about 50 major languages and many additional dialects. You may be able to find more current statistics in recent church magazines. End of Lesson 30, God is no respecter of persons.